Okay, so we are learning, we are in the middle of Simin Hay, Se'if Tezayin, and we are in the middle of the She'odim Mitzion B'Halacha on page Mem Aleph. Let's start from the middle of the page where it says V'kol Shekein. It's a little bit less than halfway down the page. The Kol Shekein, if you want to count the lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 lines down. So the question that Rabbi Brown is addressing is a person allowed to recite the bracha when he's watching a woman on a television screen or a computer monitor? Person's in front of his computer and he is watching a video, there's an image of a woman in front of him on a computer screen, and the woman is not dressed according to Jewish law. Is he allowed to recite a bracha? We're not discussing if you're allowed to look at that. That's not for us to discuss. The question we're discussing is a very simple question. Can one recite a bracha without turning his body or without closing his eyes? There are two different levels. We learned in the past that sometimes it's enough just to close one's eyes, and other times it's not enough to close one's eyes. One must actually either move his entire body or at least turn his head to the side before he recites a bracha. So this is the question. The question is a digital representation of a woman that's not dressed according to Jewish law considered in halacha an erva that falls in the category v'lo yireh lecha erva stavar, where a person may not recite a bracha? So he brought a raya. He was in the middle of discussion. He went off the topic and brought a raya from the case of koil isha. Are you allowed to listen? Are you allowed to recite the bracha when you are listening to a woman sing solo? So the answer is, we learned the case of Shulchan Aruch. That's not, it's only Nisim Midrabban. When a woman is singing, I'm not sure this is referred to actually speaking, doesn't seem so. Only when a woman is actually singing, it seems to say, it is Osir Midrabbanan, not Midat Torah. It is Osir Midrabbanan to recite a bracha when a person hears a woman sing. And then along came the Kiddush Shulchan that says that's only true when it comes to Kriya Shema and Tefillah, but not for Divrei Torah. The person is learning, right? He's learning Torah, and he's in a room where he's babysitting, whatever he's doing, and there are women singing. So then, if a person does not have the ability to go to a different location, he's allowed to continue studying Torah when he hears women singing. The prohibition is only when a woman is only to make a bracha. Then he went, so that's the first thing we have to know, that listening to a woman sing is only midrabbanan, and therefore there are leniencies, it's only for making a bracha, not when it comes to learning Torah. He's just tried not to think about it and continue to learn and not focus on the beautiful music, the opera that he hears coming from the next room. Then he went to another question. What happens if he hears the woman on a recorder? He hears a tape recording. Or a digital, today you can't say tape anymore, a digital recording of a woman singing, or he hears her on a microphone or something along those lines where it's not, it's artificial. Do the same rules apply? So he brought that from a whole collection of shales and shuvas, that it depends. If he knows the woman, he knows her, he has seen her, he is familiar with her, and now he hears her voice, then it's aser. But if he does not know who this woman is, he has never seen her, so he hears her sing, then it's not so bad. Then he doesn't explicitly say that it's mutter, but there's much more grounds, every case, you can never generalize in any of these issues, and every person has to use their seichel in most of these cases, but you have to just basically know the basic parameters, and basically it's only b'chlal, even if the woman is live, she's right in front of you, and she's singing, it's only asur midrabbanan to make a bracha. Not for Divrei Torah. So if it's not live, and it's only a recording, or it's on a microphone, you're not actually hearing her sing, it's a microphone, then there are grounds to be makel. You can be makel. But if you know the woman, you know of her, and you've seen her, you've had some dealings with her, then he brings down that it's upgraded to almost the same level as if you are hearing her sing live. Because the yesod is from these poskim, we're not going into all the sources. Lo yireh elecha erva stavar is not necessarily a din like we said yesterday. Proximity, being in the davening, being in the same room. It has to do with stimulating your senses. It has to do with hearer, with thought, machshava hearer. So if you're going to hear her voice and you know her, that triggers in your mind, even subconsciously, some type of thoughts towards this woman, which is in the category of lo yera elecha devar erva. Okay, so that's what he says concerning the prohibition of listening. We have not yet even got to the issue of seeing. The stimulus of seeing something that's not proper is obviously much greater than hearing something. So he goes on to say, the kol shekein, now that we have established that when it comes to a recording, that if you know the woman, you know her, then it's more problematic. It's not totally a problem, but it's more problematic to recite a bracha. I'm not talking about going to a ceremony where women sing. That's not necessarily a problem. Because, like we just said, the different levels of chumr, so they're not going, but we're talking about making a bracha. I mean, there are different madregos. There is socializing, that's one issue, which is totally not our topic of discussion. And then the issue that we're discussing of making a bracha, saying Hashem's name, that's a different level of concern. So here, the kol shekein be'erva mamish, certainly when you're dealing with an erva mamish, the kol isha, and certainly dealing over here in our situation, when he means erva mamish, from the context, it means to be saying, in the situation where you're dealing with watching, viewing an erva mamish, you're viewing on a monitor, you're viewing a digital replication of representation or an image of mamish and erva. You see the real thing, the real deal. It's in front of you. It's a picture. To a kol, why? To a kol isha, this proof is the kol isha hilakama in yonim kill me erva mamish. Sound in many areas of halacha, which has just demonstrated at the top of this page, is much more lenient than sight. K'moy b'penuya, for example, we mentioned b'penuya, if a woman is not married, a single girl, there are much more ground and much more leniencies in yichud when it comes to a penuya than it comes to an eshes ish. An eshes ish, a married woman, is much more problematic than a single woman, because a single woman, it's a terrible avera to be nichud a single woman, but it's not. There's no chiv misa, there's no chiv karis. K'moy b'penuya, the osur daf, when a man hears a woman sing, a single woman sing, it's osur daf, only at the time of Kriya Shema v'tfila. K'masha kasa b'shulchan aruch u'v'magen avram, v'afilu hachi, yet it's osur afilu al yidei mechona, a machine. You're not allowed to hear a single woman sing. If you know the woman, like we mentioned, if you know the woman, because of hero, because it has to do with stimulating your senses, your mind here. In Cain, kol shekein erva mamish, when you the osir afilu al yidei mechona, it is also. So therefore, he comes out of maskana, and he's going to repeat this, is that he's going to say leniency though in a moment, but the basic idea is that if you are viewing a woman that's not dressed according to Jewish law in front of you on a monitor, you are not allowed to recite a bracha. Just because it's not the real thing, it's only a television, it's only a computer screen, it does not matter. You're not allowed to recite a bracha in the presence of what would be also if had the woman been live, if she's not dressed properly. But the only leniency he does give at the end, jumping ahead, tell you the end, is that you don't necessarily have to turn your face or body. It's sufficient to close your eyes. If the woman was mamish in front of you, she was standing in front of you dressed the way she is, then it would not be sufficient for you to close your eyes. You would have to turn your entire body. You would have to turn your whole body away from her. Closing the eyes is not sufficient. But being that this woman is only on a monitor, television screen, you do not have to turn your entire body. It's enough to close your eyes. But you must close your eyes. You can't continue eating the popcorn. You can't continue making the bracha on the popcorn when you don't want to miss 1 second of that film. You know, you might lose the plot. If you take your eyes away for 1 second, but you have to eat the popcorn, you have to make the bracha on the popcorn, so You're not allowed, it doesn't matter. You have to close your eyes, at least for the moment when you make the bracha, on the popcorn.
It doesn't matter if it's a recorded image?
No, that's what he's saying. He's saying this.
It's a transmitter, like it's the live.
No, he seems to say that doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make a difference.
As long as it's on the screen.
It's not, as long as it's on the screen, and it's an erev mamish, it's
osur. Even like a Skype or something. Like
yes, it doesn't make, that doesn't make a difference. Skype is live, obviously, but doesn't make a difference. Even if it's recorded, if the woman is not dressed properly, you may not make a bracha looking directly at that image. You have to at least close your eyes. Now, he goes on to say, the next shot is very interesting, he goes on to try to prove that this is not correct. He's now going to try to prove, he's very lenient, Rabbi Brown. I'll bring you Urias now, that looking at an image is not it's not obviously a good thing to do. Now we're not talking about we're not going to get shishi for looking at pictures of women that are not properly dressed the whole day. Obviously not. But al pi halacha, why not? Let me prove to you that technically speaking, there's no prohibition to make a bracha when you're looking at a woman that's not properly dressed on a screen. I'll show you from the Beis Hamikdash, and he brings out some fascinating ideas. The Ein Bialkut Torah, Neho Arizal. Okay, who greater than the Arizal? He's trying to bring a raya from an Arizal that it should be mutar al pi halacha to make a bracha when you're looking at a woman on a television screen. As if the Arizal had television screens in his time. Ala Kosov, it says in the Pasuk, Vayas es hakiyar n'choshes. In the Beis Hamikdash, the kiyar was made from copper. The Marois Hatsoivas, it was made from mirrors. I actually saw in the Living Torah Museum in Borough Park, they have there a mirror. They saw, they claim, they dug up from Egypt at the same time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. They have a mirror. It weighs a ton. It's a small thing. It's like the size of this sefer. It's surrounded as a handle from copper. It's totally rusted. And this many years I went by. He claims this was one of the Maros Hatsovos, one of the copper mirrors. He says, touch it, hold it. This is exactly what the Torah was referring to when the Torah was addressing the Jewish people at that point in time. This was taken from Egypt, from that location of where the Jewish, from Goshen, where they lived, and from that time, one of the mirrors. And you look at this mirror; it's just black. It's completely rusted. It says, and he told us the technique of they polish it. And he says, we want to polish half of it to show you what it is. And they want, I think he told us, they want something like $200,000. He says they're gonna do it. They have the museum is worth many, many millions. At that time, I think he told us that they have stuff they're worth over $4 million. He says we're gonna eventually do it. I'm sure by now they did it. It has to be done in a special way in order to bring out the shine of the copper, where you can actually see yourself in this mirror. And this was an actual mirror, the Maros Hatzoivos. You know how much it weighs? It's like 50 pounds, this little thing. Today, you know, everything has to be super, super light. Anything weighs, you get a backache. But today, that's how they live in those days. And so the mirrors, and they took those mirrors were melted down and used to construct the kiyar, the wash basin. What's going to mean the laver? How do you say it?
The laver.
Am I saying correctly? The laver.
Like
the laver. So they used, they donated those mirrors, and those mirrors were milled down to produce the kiyar. Why did the kiyar have to be produced from something which you can see yourself in? A mirror, that type of metal that was used for the mirror is obviously something which you look at, you can see yourself in. So it explains, the Arizal explains, Vayas esakir nechayish, the Maros HaSavis of Zelushayna, hinek bishas hakrovas hakarban. When a person would bring a carbon, nechoya hakoyin makir beponov, mokim shepogam uvemachshavtoi, vayemenake osa mecheta. Generally speaking, when a person came to a coin, we have no clue what it was, the experience of what it was like to bring a carbon. To us, it doesn't make one bit of sense to bring a carbon. You bring an animal, and you sacrifice an animal, and you get atonement. It's beyond us what the whole process was. But to some degree, the Chazal tell us when you bring a carbon, the part of the process of kapara was the Kohen. He played a critical part of the process of bringing atonement to the person. He would look at you. He would look right into your neshama. He would look at your face. Chochmas ha-partzuf. There's a lot of chachma. Palm reading, we don't know this. Until you go to someone, palm reader, stay far away from these type of people. But there used to be such a koyach. Palm reading, chachma saparis. If you look at a person's face, you can right away see their sins and what they need, what is required of them. Koinu, look at the person. You have done this sin, and this is what you need to do in order to rectify. I'll give you a program. 10-day program, a 12-day program. Talked to all of the psychologists today, have all the programs, all different days, what to do. What happens when a woman comes? A woman has sinned. A woman was nichshol in an avera. She needs to bring a karban. The kohen has to look at her, according to Arizal, look at her face, analyze her face, and understand her sin, and give her direction. But a kohen is going to look at a woman? It doesn't pass for a kohen, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, a holy kohen. So how did the kohen look at the woman? Through a mirror. So he looks through a mirror. So that's not called a staklos. So you see, looking at a mirror is not the same thing as looking at a woman. A kohen is not allowed to look at a woman, right? It's priestess. So he looks at the mirror. That was done l'chatchila. So what do you see from this? What do we see from this? That looking at a mirror is not the same thing as looking at the person itself. That, look, he wants to suggest, should be a raya. He's going to bring other proofs to this esod, is that if a person, let's talk strict halacha. Let's not get involved in a hirur. Strict halacha. You're looking. Let's say you have a person that doesn't have these hirur. Let's say Rachman is a person is sick. Okay. Let's say you have a man that doesn't have these senses. So is he allowed to make a bracha when he's looking at a woman that's not properly dressed? He doesn't have hirur. So the answer is not, because it says in the pasuk lo yira elcha ervas tavar. It's a halacha. The halacha applies across the board, even if it doesn't apply to a certain person. Let's say he gets a very old, a person 100 years old. A healthy person, 100 years old, l'chayra doesn't have. I don't know exactly, but l'chayra, they say when a person gets 120 years old, he doesn't have such an intense yetzahara. Is he allowed to make a bracha looking right in the presence of a woman that's not properly dressed? The answer is no. He still can't. It's also lo yira elcha dva ervas tavar, but that will only be where the erva is mamish in front of him. Here you have a person he's 120 years old, and he's looking at a picture of a woman that's not properly dressed. So for him, you should be able to make the bracha because the question is, if you'll tell me that pi halacha, looking at a mirror is not the same thing as looking at it, there's definitely grounds to be makel. It's permitted l'chatchila. So he wants to say, just like we find about the kiyar, that it was mutter v'isha she'osu l'stakel b'fonecha hevi oisa l'fnei ha'kiyar. The Arizal says they put the woman in front of the kiyar, and then the kiyar was a mirror. She stood in the back, he looked at the kiyar, he can right away see what she needs and give her instruction. She'osu b'maros ha'tzovos, the mirrors of the hosts of the Jewish people, v'roya sham tzurasa u'makir b'machshafta, he would understand her thoughts. And he would cleanse her sickness. Those are the holy words of the Arizal. Umashma k'tzas. K'tzat. The al yidei mare. He only says k'tzas. Okay, not a lot. The al yidei mare lego iser histaklus. Uche'es. Fine, that's what he says. So if he wants to bring a ride, that technically speaking, there should be no prohibition of making a bracha when you're looking at a monitor of a woman that's not fully dressed. Uche'es. Then he says, by the way, as I'm writing this, so he probably wrote this, I don't know, in the 70s, or the 60s, or the 50s, whenever he wrote this. Uche'es b'shas hadfasa. Herali yididi, my friend, Rav Hagoyin, Marenu, Rav Chaim Kahn, mi Budapest. I don't know who this person is. One of his colleagues, it seems. The Biyalkut Sofer, name of a Sefer, Perik Parash Vayakel, Hevi Gam Kain, Mehashach Ala Torah. There's a Sefer, a Shach on the Torah. B'shem, I don't know what this stands for. Sheha Koyein Tzarch Liros B'shas. Rekenati? Okay. Shakoyin tzach lirois b'shas zrikas hadam ho isho isho. This is shachs is the same exact thing that the koyin when he does zrika has to be looking at the man and the woman who bring that bring the carbon hamischapim the carbon uvavur because the same thing you said she also lehistakel b'isho. The shach says this beferish. The shach says a man a koyin is not allowed to look intensely at a woman. Also hakiyor b'maris hatzavos kedei shakoy. So what more do you want? You have a raya from the Shach and from the Arizal that looking at a mirror is not equivalent to looking at the woman herself. A koyein is not allowed to look. It's also l'histak, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to look at a woman afilu etzpaketana. It's not the proper thing. You require intense gaze to understand her machshavos, understand the tzura of her partsof. So what did he do? You can't look at a woman. You look at her through a mirror. A mirror is a representation. It's an image, an artificial image of the actual woman, a reflection. So looking at a monitor, computer screen is exactly the same concept, and therefore it should be mutter. Technically speaking, there's nothing wrong saying Hashem's name when you're looking at a picture of a woman that's not properly dressed. He wants to bring a raya from this. Not sukkia.
Did they make a bracha when they brought a carbon?
Yes, they did. They did make a bracha.
And what about Eli and Chana?
Eli and Chana. So he was watching her daven.
Yeah.
Shikari. He thought she was a shikari. Yeah.
I mean, he saw her face.
He saw her face. No, so it could be there's a difference in his staklos. I think what he means, he kept using the word stak. When a kohen looks at the woman, he has to look very intensely at her to understand the parts of upon him, to able to look into her mind. We don't know what these things mean. But it's not just looking, you know, you go in the street, you see a woman. It means an intense
examination
of the woman, which in the Beis HaMikdash, is this the right thing to do? L'chor, it's not the right place to be doing this, and it has to be done. How could it be done? So we have the Arizal and we have the Shach. It was done through a mirror. Oh, so what do you see? A mirror is not so bad. It's not so bad. So maybe when it comes to making a bracha, if you want to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you want to make a bracha shakal, you're watching the news. It's not so uncommon. It's not so far-fetched. The person sits in front of the commander the whole day, and there are always images. We're very desensitized. Well, most of us, I mean, I can say most, some of us are very desensitized to these things in our generation. And you see women all the time that are not properly dressed. And you know, you're eating, you make broccoli, so you do different things. So you don't realize, you know, there's a woman that's not fully dressed. So we're not talking about, not talking about mussar. I'm not talking about Mesil, I'm talking about halacha, strict halacha. Is it mutter or is it aser? So he wants to say, technically speaking, it should be mutter. There's nothing really technically wrong you see from the Beis HaMikdash. What?
Could be, it's like when the Gemara asked the question about the perfect kahuna by a soto or by a woman who's being
ex- they undressed her.
How could the perfect kahuna look, you know?
Right.
She's going to die, so you're not
there's no yetzahar. Okay, so he discusses that.
Maybe
okay.
That's
exactly what he says now.
Respect.
Excellent. That's exactly what he says now. So at this point in time, this paragraph, before we get coming exactly what you said, at this point in time, he comes out that they're doing, he would appears to be an Avera, and the Heter was through a mirror, so you see like a Raya Ktsas. He doesn't say that looking at an image is not the same thing as looking at the Erev itself. Om Nom, not so fast, he says. B'shailas Uchuvis, Minchas Elozim, the famous Minchas Elozim, Mimunkash, beautiful Svarim, incredible Chidushim, Hevi, Divri HaRizal Hanal, he brings the Rizal, and he has the same Kashas, the Hanal, the Tomaba, the Manav Shach. What's going on here? Looking at the mirror is any better? What's going on over here? Why in the Beis HaMikdash is it really, if it's really true, that it's also l'histakel b'isha, to examine her carefully, is it really true that the mirror is going to be better? The whole time of looking at an isha, let's focus on the reason, is hear her. Looking at an image can also bring l'idei hearer. Zilbas time im chayshin lehir her kishem mistakel b'fonecha im kain alidei maros hatsavos mistakel b'fonecha nami shaych hear her v'im loy chashin lehir not concerned for hearer b'mneisha mitzvos b'ach. That's what you're supposed to do. This is the mitzvah. This is what the kohen is supposed to. Like you were saying, you're in the Beis HaMikdash. You got a job to do. A doctor looks at women the entire day. There's no chash. It's like a piece of wood. This is what you do the whole day. Doesn't have any hear whatsoever. The kohen, and this is their job. They're very holy people, and they're looking in order to bring atonement for Averus. It's not going to come with a hero. So why look at the mirror? Look at her directly. Why do you have to go through a mirror? Im kein yistakel before nechal mamish. V'hele sham. So the munkacha answers. The BMS besamigdash shu mokam hashu as hashchina ein kol kach shasher. See, a chassidus says it's mutal lechatchila. Here you have mamish. The munkacha says besamigdash. There's really no issue. There's no issue. The holy place, the Shechina is sure. It's not Shaykh in this Mokma, Shreza Shechina, when the Kohen is looking at her, that he should come Lidei here. There's no problem. Uvi Prat, Shemitzvosa Bikach, that's what the Torah wants you to do. Umitare Shloyikshem, Mishas, don't ask any Kashim, the Gemara, Umasha Enoi, Mistakel before Nechamamish. Why then don't they look at her? Why then do they look at her? And they look at her through a mirror. It's because perception. It's not good for the newspapers. That's why. This is what they're going to say about us. That the Kohanim are looking at women. It's not because there's anything technically wrong. You see, they were concerned for PR in those days also. Mishum the Hayu Bible based Hamigdash. They would come based Hamigdash little more to learn Lira Sashem. Kidsev Laman Tilman Lira Sashem Lokecha. Vim Hoy Mistaku Bufanecha Mamish. Yilmadumi Menu. They'll go, someone from the newspaper, from the New York Times, will come visit the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll see the Kohanim looking at the women. They're examining the women, and you could imagine what they're going to write up in the New York Times about what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash. Totally missed the point. Yilma memenu heter hestaklus b'yishav kevan shemitzvah sa'idhi hestaklus alkein hiskil b'chachmosa yisperach shemo b'tayrosa shetzivah l'estakl rak b'marus hatzavos. Not because it really makes a difference. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. Looking, not looking, it's all the mirror, not mirror. Digital representation is identical to looking at the Erva Mamish. And the reason why in the Migdash, because in the Migdash is a Mokom, we have no understanding of this idea. It's a Mokom where the Shechina is resting. And a place where the Shechina is resting, the Yetzahara doesn't exist. And this concept is beyond our comprehension. And the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutal Lechatchila to examine the woman, to look right in her face, and to look at and to look at her face. And the truth is, there's no difference looking at the woman, looking at her, looking at a mirror. And the only reason why they look at the mirror was because of PR. No one should say they're doing things which are not right. They don't understand what's going on. They make the shinu yedu, but looking in the mirror right away, they'll know. They'll right away, they'll tone down the criticism, the bad PR. Yedu sheyesh esher hestaklus v'hocha shiny shemitzos v'kachayin sham harei l'chosaf from the munkash v'nechazalazar. So the Munkash basically is saying that according to his opinion, there's no difference. There's no difference whatsoever looking at the real thing and looking at a image of a woman not dressed properly, and you're not allowed to make a bracha. It's also, it's erva stavar to have the spitting image of a woman in front of you in a digital screen. Harei lucha sheish isra yistaklus gam al yidei mare v'yayim b'shas b'maisra b'shim. He leaves another rai, a rai al that's also, what was the beautiful Gemara? B'maisra b'shim b'shim natsa. He came across a Nazir, a young man, who had long hair, and he was a Nazir, and he asked him, young man, why are you a Nazir? And the young man said to him, because one day I was a shepherd, and I saw my image in the water, and I was overwhelmed of how handsome and beautiful I am, and I realized that I have potential to be nichshol with any woman that I want. I'm so beautiful and handsome. My yetzahara got hold of me, and I got swept. I realized I better do something to protect myself from getting swept away by my yetzahara. And I became a nazir. I decided to shave off my hair to Hashem in honor of Hashem. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm going to go through a program of discipline. Being a Nazir is the ultimate program of discipline. So how did this all come about? By looking at his babua, looking at his reflection in the water. So you see that looking at one's reflection, the Gemara, he wants to bring a raya from this Gemara, look what could happen when you look at your reflection. He didn't see himself. It's impossible for a person to see himself. It's an amazing concept. You can never see yourself, for real. The best you can do is see yourself in a mirror. Do you see yourself? But you can't actually see yourself face to face. Yeah, and this person, he came to a very high spiritual level, or the need to develop himself spiritually, because he saw himself in the mirror. So you see the koyach of a bababua, of an image. And therefore, so he's coming to say now, the same way we find this in the Gemara, it's true for us as well. If the tam lo yere elucha ervas davar is because of hear her, an image, a babua, can be just as powerful, if not even more powerful, than the real thing itself. The rots rasa shama pochas olav yitzre, and my yetzahara sees me. The kos of Rashi sheviu lidehir ayin sham harelochos. What do we learn from this Gemara? She royim al yide shehatzel she royim al yide hamayim. We see what could happen when a person looks at the image, the tzel that you see through water, the reflection. The kol shekain b'mare. Certainly, when you see an image on a screen, when you mamish see the guf hadavar. And therefore, he concludes, here we're finished now, he concludes, what's the bottom line from all of this? If you're watching television, or if you're watching a video, or you see an image on this computer screen, and you want to make a bracha, umichuyev litzadeid panav, you have to at least turn your face before you make the bracha. The alkol panim, if you don't want to turn your face, the next best thing to do is lehaatzim einayim, to close your eyes b'shah shemavarich shem, when you make Hashem's name. That is the maskana. The Prasi brings out many beautiful ideas about listening to a woman on a tape recording. If you know the woman, it's problematic. It's only the drabadan, and looking at an image, discussing the entire union of the Maris at Soivais, and Abu Ad's one interesting what I heard to conclude with Sarah. We know there's a very strange pasuk and Rashi. Ato yodati ki isha yifas mareat. Avraham Avinu was married to Sarah. How old were they at this point in time? I don't know. 70, 80 years old. And all of a sudden they're going down to Mitzrayim, and there he's, oh, you know, we have trouble here. If they'll say that I'm your husband, they'll say that you're my wife, I'm your husband, they're going to kill me, and the pirate will take you for himself. Why am I all of a sudden concerned? Ato yodati ki isha yifas marat. Rashi says, because when they were traveling, he happened to notice her in the babua. He happened to see her reflection. When they stopped in a hotel, he saw her in the mirror. He saw his wife, Sarah, in the mirror. So I once heard a very big Talmud Chacham. Right, so I once heard a Talmud Chacham, a very big, a Haredi Talmud Chacham. This is like a real Haredi, someone from Lakewood. Heavy duty Haredi from Lakewood, he said, what? Come on. He never saw his wife. Even the real extremists. Come on, they don't know what their wife looks like. Who are we kidding over here? What?
He didn't know the way other people saw her.
Okay, so it's very difficult. He never, all of a sudden I saw her in the babua, we walked on the road, in the water, in the reflection of water, I saw her. What's going on? He doesn't understand. So he said I don't remember how the exact words and how he said it, but he brought out the point I recall from memory is, when you see a person that you know, how do you know them? You don't necessarily look at them for their beauty. They're always doing things. They're always in action. People that you know, that you live with, they're always running around. They're doing chesed. They're going to work. They're involved in life. They're active. And you don't look at them as an object. So when you think of them, even though they're extremely beautiful, you don't think of them in terms of their physical beauty. You think of them as a person. So here we're going to Mitzrayim. Okay, so this is my wife. Okay, so she's a clever woman. She'll be able to deal with the authorities. We'll come to customs and she'll know how to answer all the questions. You don't think of your wife, even though she may be extremely beautiful, in terms of her physical beauty. Because when you live, when you're always active, you're in motion. But when you look at an image of a person, you don't see them in action. When you look at the image, all you see is the physical representation of that person. So Avraham Avinu's whole life, of course he knew what she looked like, but it did not hit his conscious mind her physical beauty, because Sarah, he knew Sarah as an active partner in his mission in life. He didn't ever focused that now is the time we have to worry about your physical beauty. Until it happened, Hashkocha Pratis, he saw a picture of her. When you look at a picture of a person, you're looking at her physical beauty. Oh, I have to also bear in mind, we're coming to a place, Erev HaSaaretz, and here they only care about physical beauty. They don't care about a person's Maisim Tovim and what they represent. Now it's time to take into consideration your physical beauty. So he only came to this, he was awakened when he saw her Bibabua. When he did not see her physically, but when he saw her, an image of his wife. Do you hear what I'm saying? It requires more hesber, but there's definitely a lot of truth in this idea. Okay, so we'll stop here. What?
Yes, you live with somebody, boy, you take them for granted.
Right. Exactly. That's the idea. You take them for granted. You don't, because you don't look at them as a physical person. They're more of a live person. An image is not a live person. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a break.